USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Sri Lanka now say there was a specific motive for the Easter morning bombings at hotels and churches that killed more than 320 people. The defense minister there says they were carried out to avenge the deaths of Muslims in attacks at two mosques in New Zealand last month. A right-wing extremist group in New Zealand is charged with the shootings that killed 50 people during the Friday prayers at two mosques in Christchurch. Meanwhile, while Sri Lankan authorities believe it was a homegrown jihadist group behind the Easter morning attacks, ISIS is now claiming responsibility for them. Queen Elizabeth will be hosting an official state visit for President Trump and the First Lady when they visit the UK from June 3rd through the 5th. President Trump will also meet with the Prime Minister and will attend a ceremony in France to mark the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Electrical pros do it right to get everything in one stop, so you spend more time on the job than away from it, and spend less money too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities and at the right prices, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of 12-2 and 14-2 Southwire Romex Simpull wire, now 5% off. Plus, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 424 through 426 while supplies last. Subject to credit approval, can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
The Supreme Court's to hear arguments today on a proposed citizenship question on the 2020 census that the Trump administration says is needed to allow federal voting right laws be enforced more effectively. Critics say it will discourage participation by immigrants, and that will hurt states with big immigrant populations. The city of Indianapolis is preparing to host the 148th annual NRA convention there later this week. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are both to be among the speakers.
We also realize and recognize that there are citizens of Indianapolis and central Indiana that don't agree with the city hosting this convention. And we say to them that Indy welcomes all. And when we say that, we have to mean that.
That's the senior vice president of marketing for the city, Chris Gall, speaking on Fox News. A new study about skipping breakfast. Researchers find people who skipped it every day had a nearly 90% higher risk of heart-related death compared to people who ate breakfast daily. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
The State Department confirms Americans have died in the Easter Sunday terrorist attack. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the very latest.
At least four Americans have died in a terrorist attack on Christian churches and two luxury hotels in Sri Lanka. John Miller is the New York City Police Department's Deputy Commissioner of Counterintelligence and Terrorism. He tells CBS This Morning.
What you're looking at is the kind of operation that would take a great deal of organization, a good deal of funding, and more importantly, a fairly large number of people for your average terrorist plot, which increases operational security. How do they run this for so long with so much planning and so many wheels turning without it being found? Exactly, Gail.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. ending exemptions for countries that import oil from Iran. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making the announcement on Monday morning, saying the end of the waivers will mean countries that previously had permission to import Iranian oil will face sanctions if they continue to do so.
We will continue to enforce sanctions and monitor compliance. Any nation or entity interacting with Iran should do its diligence and err on the side of caution. The risks are simply not going to be worth the benefits.
The eight countries granted exemptions in the past were China, India, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Turkey, Italy, and Greece. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.